see, I'm calling. Someone like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm falling. I can't get up, there's no escape. I can't wait, I need a hit. Baby, give me it, you're dangerous. I'm loving it. Too high, can't come down. Losing my head, spinning round and round. Do you feel me now? With a taste of your lips, I'm on a ride. You're toxic, I'm slipping under. A taste of the poison paradise. I'm addicted to you, but you know that you're toxic. And I love what you do, but you know you're toxic. Yeah. I'm on a ride. You're toxic, you are so toxic. Taste of a poison paradise. I'm addicted to you, but you know that you're toxic. Taste of your lips, I'm on a ride. You're toxic, yes, you are toxic. A taste of a poison paradise. I'm addicted to you, but you know that you're toxic. Intoxicate me now with your loving now. I think I'm ready now. I think I'm ready now. Intoxicate me now with your loving now. I think I'm ready now. Meow, 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 meow.
It's the Head Chef Show.
Radio experiment.
Welcome to the Ed Shep Radio Experiment. This is Ed Shep, and it is a special marathon edition of the Ed Shep Radio Experiment, because it's our fundraising marathon right now. Can everyone hear me out there? I hope you can.
Yes.
And I'd like to introduce my co-host, Mark Allen.
Hello, Ed.
Hello.
Can I just say that I love you?
Oh, thank you so much. I love you, too. I love everybody. I love all our listeners. Now, we've got to get some pledges in here today.
That's right.
Because we need to keep the Ed Shep Radio Experiment on the air and FMU on the air as well. So, everyone out there, please call! And, if you do call, I've got some great stuff to give away. I've got my DJ Premium, which, if you pledge $65 or more, you get. And it's got a lot of beeptacular moments from the Ed Shep Radio Experiment. It includes Toxic, which we heard open the show and was never aired, originally supposed to be aired in the Autumn Outlook, but it never made it because I couldn't find it and had a crisis on the air looking for it. And it also includes all these other great things. And I have a prize as well if you that we're going to draw from four times this hour. It is the Ed Shep Is Love shirt. And this is a beautiful shirt. It is handmade On the front, it is a beautiful flower garden. It says Ed Shep is love, and it has all these lovely flowers. But on the back, it is a party waiting to happen. Because you have a paper plate and a balloon. So if you're wearing the shirt and you go to a party and everyone's like, hey, let's have a party. You're like, okay, here's the plate and the balloon. And so there you go. So that is my prize, which we will be drawing for 4 times. So start calling in.
Now, Ed, what makes something in particular, what makes something beeptacular?
Oh, gosh. I think that's a bigger discussion than we
should get.
Should
we save it
tonight
for another time? And also, the T-shirt, it's in color, right? Or is it black and white?
It is in color.
And so there's a plate on the back, so people could figuratively eat off of you.
Oh, absolutely.
It could be like that trend in Japan where people eat sushi off naked Japanese girls covered in saran wrap.
In fact, this is exactly like that, except
wow.
Without the saran wrap, the girl, the Japanese.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
You're just on top of everything, Ed.
I really have thought of everything there.
You have!
And the shirt even has planned obsolescence.
It's, you know, you're a true businessman, Ed. You really are.
So it's really, like, you know, because once you wash it, since I used a glue gun.
Now, do you wash it with dishwashing detergent?
I have no idea. It's, you know, it's more a piece of art. But, like, you know, it's very rare because once you wash it, bam.
Now, the toxic that's on your part of your prize CD, or no, your premium.
Yeah.
Is that the Britney Spears toxic?
Yes, it's the one we just heard. It's
Right, we heard that.
Yeah.
I was actually trying to motion to you through the glass going, is this you? Didn't you see me?
I saw you, but I didn't know what the motion meant.
Well, in your presence, I feel like, you know, maybe you might not notice me. And you have a regal zone that surrounds you, Ed.
Yes, it's my crown, because I have my crown on.
Now, Ed is sitting in front of me, behind the glass, wearing literally a golden crown. And he has a doll with him that's kind of like a... Are you kind of going for the thing that was popular, you know, with the girls, with the poodles, the small dogs, with your ugly doll? Ed has an ugly doll.
No.
Oh, it's just your own thing.
I'm an original. Okay. No, this is Target. He's my ugly doll.
Uh-huh.
And I brought him for support because I'm very nervous. I'm so nervous. You know, as a matter of fact, someone told me a little while ago downstairs, he said, you know, Ed, tonight you're going to have to talk to other people. And I said, oh my God. So I've been doing stretch exercises and high kicks.
What kind of a stretch exercise?
And swishing with salt water. Lots of Falun Gong and, yeah,
cool.
That stuff.
Well, you have every right to be nervous because your show is spectacular.
Thank you.
I mean, it's true. Every time I listen to it, it's like, you know, your show is so exquisitely put together. And I, you know, every time I listen to it, I can't believe it. You know, a lot of WFM shows, including mine, are kind of like walking into a junk shop, you know, a fantastic junk shop.
But yours
is a wonderful shop, but it's an exquisite boutique because everything about your show is so beautifully put together.
I like this this metaphor.
Now, that's what I think of your show,
yeah.
And I know it's well put together because every time I come here to the station, I poke in my head into Studio C,
and
I see
there.
You in there putting your show together.
6 days
a week.
You're
a dedicated man.
I sure am. Well, yeah, 6 days a week, I'm staring at a computer monitor trying to pull it together for the peeps.
Yes, and they can thank you by calling 1-800-989-9368.
1-800-989.
Pledging to WFMU.
Or at WFMU.org.
Correct.
Where you can do your pledge there.
I can't think of a more exciting hour to pledge than this one.
Absolutely.
Let's just be honest.
Okay,
how much do pledgers are actually calling in to want to know how much do they pledge for the T-shirt packet
the T-shirt
and the 2 CDs?
Oh, the T-shirt's the prize, so I think that's a minimum of $10.
Wait, the T-shirt is the prize, so they're actually putting themselves in the running for the.
You are putting yourself in the running.
Okay,
for the
prize. $10 is all they have to pledge to put themselves in the running for the T-shirt.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and we're going to draw
$10
four times for that.
We're going to draw 4 times throughout this hour for the T-shirt.
Yes.
Oh, so we should probably draw for one
quite quickly.
Yes.
Oh,
we have pledges coming in. Phones are busy.
I should actually explain what the 2 CDs are about, though.
Right. Now, the T-shirt comes with 2 CDs. That's the prize.
Yes.
Okay. Now, explain that.
Because I wasn't sure if people would just want the T-shirt, because it's kind of an art piece. It's very artistic. It's very scary.
And
you might not get it. You might not be ready. And it only comes in one size. And it's very canary yellow. Also, the t-shirt is yes. It is scented.
Oh.
But only lightly.
As pumpkin?
No, but as
Are you getting ready for spring? Pumpkin I associate with the fall and the winter.
Well, pumpkin is associated sort of with my second birthday in October.
Oh,
but
okay.
This time of the year is more associated with orange because it's solitude and all.
I agree with you.
Oh, yeah.
The warm weather, I would think of orange.
So anyway, the two-seat, yes, so yes, it's scented, but by the time you get it, there will only be a faint hint of fragrance left on it.
Oh, okay.
But, so the two CDs are my CD from last year, 5.
Okay.
Which was my last, the last Ed Shep CD, and Ed Shep Presents Mark Baratelli. Mark Baratelli's a friend of mine, and I use a lot of his stuff in my shows. I used him in the food show, in the America show. In the upcoming fashion show, I use him all the time, so I just put together a little compilation of his stuff, uncut, that I could just give out to everybody, because you can't find him anywhere. I mean, he's not like on, I don't know if he's on iTunes or not, but I know he's not on the music sites per se, because he's more of an actor, and so you can't like go in a store and buy his CD. You know, you have to go to the site. It's the only place you're going to find it.
1-800-989-9368. Just a $10 pledge puts you in the running for the Ed Shep Prize, which is a t-shirt made by Ed and two CDs, one of Ed and one of him presenting his friend Mark Baratelli. And a $10 pledge also gets you a sticker and postcard pack. If you go up in the pledges, all of these pledges put you in running for the prize, but $45 gets you all that and an Eat Flaming Death t-shirt. $65 gets you all that, plus the DJ premium for this shift, which is a beat-tacular collection of Ed's works from his
moments.
Show. Yes. And the higher you go, the more you get. And you can find all this information at WFMU.org and pledge to WFMU.
And I encourage everyone to go higher. Higher and higher and higher.
Why?
Whoa, because supporting FMU is, like, awesome. I mean, turn on commercial radio, it's all junk. You know, I never listen to commercial radio. It's just garbage. But
really?
At WFMU, you're not constrained by, you know, playlists and stuff like that. And you can hear people, you know, you can hear a huge range of everything. You can hear the Ed Shep Radio Experiment, me going crazy and talking about this or that and just doing all kinds of crazy readings. Or you can hear Bryce and his, you know, soundscapes.
Yes.
Or you can hear Kenny G and, like, the most bizarre the world there.
I have some people that have called in to thank. Do you want to hear from them, Ed?
Yes, please.
Okay, now all these are to you.
They're to me?
Yes. Alex has pledged $10.
Okay.
And Alex says, I can't even wait for you to start pitching before I pledge. He says that the Ed Shep Experiment, is one of his favorite new shows on WFMU.
Where's he calling from?
He is calling from New York.
Oh.
New York, New York. In Manhattan. Also, Charles has called in. He pledged $120.
Cool.
And he says, Ed, we love your squeezy goodness.
My squeezy goodness.
And he says, from everyone at Soleil Moon. Do you know that restaurant? Isn't Soleil Moon a restaurant? It must be.
I'm blanking, but I'm prone to blanking.
What? It's in Portland. Oh, yes. Our volunteer, Greta, just explained to me that's in Portland. So I don't know. There's a Soleil Moon, I think, in Manhattan. It may be a salon. It may be a restaurant. I don't know. Maybe Charles will call in and pledge again and answer that question.
Okay.
But he's also in the running for your prize. And I think we should. Do we have any other others coming down the line? Let's just choose from these two to see who the first person to get the first of your four prizes is.
Okay.
Since we only have an hour, what do you think?
Okay, I'm going to give a little suspenseful moment.
Okay.
The suspense. Have we got it yet?
Yes.
Okay, we got it.
Charles has won your prize.
Woo! Give a big round, everybody. Woo! Yay for Charles!
Charles has won a fabulous Ed Shep t-shirt. He's also won
fantastic Ed Shep t-shirt.
Two CDs, one of Ed and one of his friend Mark.
Woo! And I do have to say, if anybody, like, you know, if you win the t-shirt and you wear it, please take a photo. Send it to me. I'd love to see it.
You should put that on your website thing.
I absolutely will.
1-800-989-9368.
So let's
pledge
hear
money to this stuff.
Let's hear a little something from the premium. This is actually a song from Five, but I altered it when it went into the smell show. So let's see if I can get this working properly, because I'm not used to doing it live. Let's see if this works now. Oh, it doesn't work.
Something
this is the right
pink.
One.
It smells like shit. Always coming round, wearing your perma frown. You want a plain and bitch, bring everybody down. You got the pizza way, with ugly things you say. You're like a rotten bitch, you sing like a swan. Spray the glade.
Is experimenting with a new system that would add the sense of smell to the movie-going experience. Every 5 or 10 minutes during a movie, a fragrance, corpses, rain, garbage, or whatever's on screen, would waft into your nostrils. It can be the green smell of the jungle, says Georg Frater, head of fragrance research at Givaudan. It can be a typical swamp odor, swamp odor, swamp odor. It can be sweat when someone is climbing a mountain. When you have a beautiful lady, you can have a beautiful floral fragrance. The possibilities are amazing. Givaudan got the idea for the new technique when they produced an ad for the orange drink Fanta and experimented with the Fanta odor coming out of the chair of the viewer. It is really amazing, Frater said. You salivate. The particular technology at work here is called a virtual aroma synthesizer, which works like a color printer, mixing chemicals to produce various smells. To show you how serious these guys are about aromas, they sometimes float above the rainforest in hot air balloons, trying to collect new fragrances. Most of their research has tended toward finding pleasant smells, but it might be more intriguing to see what they could do with the works of, say, David Cronenberg, Crash in Odorama. Now that would be the most disturbing experience in cinema history.
And we are back with our crazy technical problems because I'm so unused to this. But, yeah. And there's the bed music. Oh.
You're not going to present an observation about anything?
I will present an observation, actually.
Yeah.
Just an observation related to that song. One of the things that I like... that I love doing with the show is that when I use one of my own songs for something, I can actually add a lot of stuff to it and sort of make it how, it, you know, it, closer to how it it was intended to sound. Uh-huh. Like during the breakdown in that part, there was like a lot of production stuff that I would have put in if I had the time.
Uh-huh.
But I can do that here at FMU because I have access to this great equipment,
yes,
which costs so much money to keep up.
And people,
how do you do it?
You know how they do it?
How do they do it, Mark?
They call 1-800-989-9368. Only 2 weeks out of the year do we ask people to support this station. Only two weeks. And even then, we're entertaining them by Ed eating a giant styrofoam bowl of... Ed, what are you eating?
This is giant.
Ed is eating a giant bowl of chocolate something while he's doing his marathon show, raising money for the station.
It is Nutella gelato, and it was brought in from the person who does my podcast, Ed Word. Say hello.
Oh, Ed, scream hello.
Hello.
Edward, who does your podcast?
Yeah, he's great.
Oh, wow. God. He brings you gelato and does your podcast.
Exactly. I mean, can you get better than that?
No.
And
I'm amazed.
Nutella.
You're wearing a crown. You have an ugly doll. You're eating Nutella gelato, and you're raising money for your radio station.
Exactly.
You're like a robot.
And I have a scoliosis brace on.
I believe it. It
not
just gets more and more glamorous.
Not really, everybody. I ain't got no scoliosis.
Well, Ed, we do have some people that have called in to support you and the station.
Hit me with it. Oh, I wish I had some music that was soft and like cool to do this with.
Maybe you can sing. You have quite a voice.
Wait, let me just like see if there's any
You're gonna pull something from your vast array of MP3s
I'm
there.
See if there's another.
Well, while you are, I'm gonna start reading these names. Ian has called in. And he pledges $65, which gets your premium.
Oh, awesome. You're totally going to love the premium because I love it.
And he says, Ed is a wonderful, delicate genius.
Ooh, cool. Thank you.
Lori has called in from Miami. She pledged $10.
Awesome.
And that puts her in the running to pull for a copy of your prize, the T-shirt and the two CDs. And she has a question for you. She says, is it true that you live in a tent?
What?
Your crown is falling off.
I can't keep...
I think what Laurie's referring to, I saw something on one of the message boards that said that you told somebody that Sue Braun lives in a tent.
I told somebody that Sue Braun
somebody
lives
wrote
in a
that
tent.
On the message board. Now, you know how these message board people are. We love them, but they're gossipy.
Well,
so you're denying that. You never said that.
No, it's true. Sue Braun lives in a tent.
She lives in a tent?
She would like to make you think that she doesn't, but she does.
Now, I have been to her home. It is quite a tent,
it's
I must
real.
Say. Oh, it was very
it's
real.
Hello, fake realtor
what,
home.
It was a hologram? Sue Braun lives in a hologram?
It was a realtor home. Sue Braun knows evil realtors who she uses to pass off the illusion that she does not live in a tent, but she lives on a tent on the Jersey Shore where she sells sand dune bouquets.
Well, you know, it's true because all of us DJs here at WFMU, we have to be very resourceful because, we're not paid to do this. We do this for the love of what we
do.
And twice a year, for 2 weeks, we do these marathon shows to raise money to support all of this.
Yes.
We live in hologram tents.
I live in a box.
You do? What kind of box?
A Manhattan apartment box.
Oh, yes. It's not cardboard. Maybe it is cardboard.
It probably is. It's right next to that supermarket that collapsed. I think it is.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Okay, and we also have Jamie. Jamie has called in from Los Angeles and pledged $45.
Yay, Los Angeles!
And he says he's loving your stuff from L.A.
Woo! Wow, I don't know how to take that. Do I want L.A. to love me? Yes.
Do you want L.A. to love
you? Yes, I seriously do. That's why I put the whole reference to Angeline in my song about not being cool enough.
Is Angeline represent L.A.?
Angeline is from L.A.
Oh, wait, you mean the blonde Angeline, the billboard Angeline.
Yes,
oh,
I
yeah.
do. And
she's pure L.A.
She is pure LA, and I can play I can play that song now.
Wait, but before you do, should we draw for another prize?
Oh, are we already at that time?
Well, no, we'll wait till after the break.
Oh, my goodness, we are.
You decide. Do you want to?
I'll play it real quick.
Okay,
we'll draw over it. So get your calls in.
1-800-989-9368.
And you can be in the drawing for this awesome, amazing prize. Okay, let me work it again.
Are you going to play Angeline?
I'm going to play the one with Angeline.
Oh, something with Angeline.
If
You've barely made a dent in your mountain of Nutella gelato.
It's because I'm so nervous, because I'm afraid of people.
Chocolate helps nerves. Okay. You're afraid of people.
Now let's see if this works.
It is a dishwater gray.
It is my moonlight. Nah. My mind's ordered.
Okay, this is the wrong CD. Let's
see if this one. Something stinks.
We're experiencing
technical difficulties there.
Yes, we are. So we're going to draw for the prize again.
I hear Madonna in the background.
Yes. Oh, you know what? I think I might sing that later.
Oh, you're going to sing? Wait, what song is that?
Beautiful Stranger.
Oh, I love that
song.
So
if I get a good pledge, if I get a good pledge, I'm going to sing it.
So if people pledge enough money at 1-800-989-9368, you're going to sing a song?
Yes. I will just say, like, let's get another. Should I ask for one more 65 pledge or two?
I would say two. Ask for two.
Two more $65 pledges, and I will sing Beautiful Stranger.
Ed Shep will sing Madonna's Beautiful Stranger for just two more $65 pledges. I think it's going to happen. So while we're waiting for that, why don't we draw for the second prize packet of Ed Shep from the recent pledgers? I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Oh, here we go.
Ian.
Yes!
From Denville, New Jersey.
Ian!
He pledged, and he says that you're a wonderful, delicate genius, and he wins your T-shirt that you can eat off of. And
that's
your two
right.
CDs.
That's right. Okay, so let's try to get this working again.
Are you gonna play a track with Angeline on it?
I'm trying.
Here we are.
Okay.
Just too bored. This pretense of
anesthetized cynicism inevitably leads to its opposite, to frenzied epicureanism, a carpe diem tendency to equate meaning with pleasure, with the instantaneous gratification of desire, while cool nihilism would seem to represent a wholesale rejection of the materialism of consumer society and its spiritual bankruptcy. In fact, it is the ultimate consumerist worldview in that its decimating negativity encourages conspicuous consumption and impulse buying, a permission to purchase stimulated by its transparently literary despair. Nihilism becomes a rationale for consumption, the bitter hatred of the corporate world, a license to pamper oneself with luxuries. The anti-materialism of coolness is thus conveniently expressed in highly materialistic ways.
A great way to make this Halloween really come alive.
Hey, Sherry, the WFMU marathon is on. I think you should call, because if you don't, I'll
ruin your grade.
Hi, I'm Ed Shep. Grade sabotage is an all-too-common reality these days, destroying lives and causing countless acne flare-ups. Don't get caught in the grade sabotage game. Call 1-800-989-WFMU now. That's 1-800-989-WFMU. Only you and cheerleaders can prevent grade sabotage.
All right.
Ed.
We're back.
What did we just hear there?
We heard live radio because I played the wrong thing.
What did we actually hear?
We heard some
of your actual creations. They were blowing me away in here.
Well, one of them was not mine. The first one was from The Cool Show.
The Cool Show.
The show with Reverend Jen, Uncool. And wow. Reverend Jen is on my premium. And those of you who know who Reverend Jen is, she is the best home, okay? You know, she wears the elf ear. She is a downtown fixture, and she graced my show to talk about Uncool. And in her piece, she's actually talking about how the religion of the Uncool and how it came about. So that is from the same show that she was on. That was awesome.
And this is included on your premium.
The one that I played was not, but the
okay,
Reverend Jen talking.
Jen is on your. Is. Okay. Every time I see her downtown, I do a double take.
Oh, right, because of the ears.
Yeah, and everything.
She and the
aura.
The great thing is she looks exactly like she does on her site.
Yes.
So that's awesome.
And what else did we hear?
So we heard that, and then we heard Pointer Sisters, which was from Mark Baratelli's CD that comes with the prize.
Your prize, which people can get by pledging any amount, $10 and up.
So call in
1-800-989-9368 to pledge to WFMU and the delicate genius that Ed Shep is.
I'm loving that. I'm going to put that on my business card.
Are you feeding your ugly doll some of that Nutella gelato that you're eating?
My ugly doll only eats babies.
Oh, really? No. Now, scrape the edge. I just heard a faint sound of you scraping the edge of that styrofoam bowl with the up in the mic. That is the sound of a frozen dessert bought at a boutique.
A boutique.
Yeah.
Just like my show.
Your show, which is a boutique. Now, Ed, we said that if two people, you got two more $65 pledges, you would sing a song.
Beautiful Stranger.
Those have come in.
They have come in.
They have come in.
Yes!
Wait. Would you do more if people pledge more money?
Oh, sure.
What would you do?
I don't know, because the only middies I have are Beautiful Stranger and Oops, and I love singing them both. And I would do Oops, or I would do a request. You know, if I got a mouse pledge, I would do What I Do in the Shower, and I would use their name in a song. Because what I do in the shower is I'm always going like, I don't know how to love Britney Spears.
And you would replace the person who pledged a mouse pledge.
Yes.
Which is $350. But what if they pledged even more than that? What would you do?
What can I do? Let's open the phones or something. Well, maybe not the phones. Okay, forget that.
Well, why don't we say that. If they pledge more than that, you'll sing a song,
right?
Either Oops or Beautiful Stranger,
okay,
with their names. Is that what you said you were going to do? Did
well,
I confuse
I was going
to
put it into I Don't Know How to Love Him.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Or On My Own.
Well, I have some people to thank, and I think you might be singing, might be doing that.
Okay, yay. I love the thanking. Wait. Here we go.
You want to have music for the thanking?
If I can get it to work right.
1-800-989-9368 to pledge to the delicate genius of Ed Shep and WFMU. Johnny from Hickory, North Carolina, has pledged $20.
Hickory, North Carolina.
Yes.
That's awesome.
He has no comment.
Oh.
Christine from Highland Park, New Jersey, has pledged $65.
Yes!
She thinks you should play the Coachella Festival with Madonna.
The what?
Okay, there was confusion in the room. Also, Greta, the volunteer, wasn't quite sure, and I'm actually not positive. There is a festival in England called the Coachella Festival. Madonna plays at it. Anyway, the pledger Christine thinks you should play with Madonna at this festival. It's a big festival. It's like all tomorrow's parties.
Maybe I could give Madonna her edge back.
Yeah. Ooh, I just heard a diss. Now, Phil from Livingston, New Jersey, has pledged $20.
Yes!
And he says with big exclamation points, I love your show.
Awesome. Thank you. You know, do you know that, Mark, that I didn't think I was going to get any pledges. I was like, I'm going to get three.
Well, you are getting pledges.
But it's awesome.
David from Morristown, New Jersey, right? Yeah, Morristown, New Jersey. He has pledged $700.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding. And he says, Happy Kwanzaa. Now, I think he could possibly be someone that you could sing the name of with your song that you're going to sing to.
I guess I have to.
But even better than that.
Better?
Frederick from Fontenay-aux-Roses in France. I hope I didn't screw that up.
Oh, I want to say that. Fontenay-aux-Roses.
Yes, that's very good. He has pledged $1,000.
Oh, my God, you're kidding me.
No, I'm not
awesome.
Kidding you. He says, I expected a lot from your show, and it turned out better than that. Ed Shep rules.
Wow, I didn't even know, like, people knew of me in, like, you know...
Don't you write a column don't you write a gossip column in some kind of Switzerland magazine, though?
Actually, it's not a gossip column. It's,
what is
it? It is sort of like a quasi-political column of all things.
Uh-huh.
It's bizarre. It's like irreverent sort of political satire, and I write it in a monthly newspaper in Zurich, Switzerland. But it only has like a circulation of like around 4,500, so it's not that big.
But how can your listeners find this column? Is it on your website?
It's not on my website, and...
Do you ever read them on your show?
No. I had a political show, but I didn't read the column. Maybe I will one day. But it's Rute Fabrique Zeitung. So,
cool.
Yeah. So am I... I guess I'm singing Beautiful Stranger.
So I think what you should do on this show is sing Beautiful Stranger, but you also have to sing a song to either Frederick, who pledged $1,000, or David, who pledged $700. What are you going to do, Ed? Delicate genius, Ed Shep.
I'm going to start with Beautiful Stranger.
This whole time you're doing, making all these decisions and pushing buttons, I have to tell the audience he's eating...
I'm shoveling.
...Nutella...
I'm shoveling it.
...gelato from a styrofoam bowl. And holding an ugly doll and wearing a crown. And being well lit. Our filmmaker, Phil, came in, and the first thing he said to me was, I can't believe Ed's sitting in there with that lighting. I have to change it.
We have to.
Because we learned later that Ed demanded this lighting to be changed, right?
I did. Yes, I came in. I changed the bulbs. I said, I need halogens because they give wider light. Oh, and the song.
And why is that good?
Well, because, you know, it makes my skin look beautiful. I'm beautiful again!
Yes. I see what white light does. Okay, so what are you going to do? Are you going to sing a song with either Frederick or David's name, or are you going to sing Madonna's Beautiful Stranger?
I'm going to start with Beautiful Stranger, because that's sort of very, very general. And
okay.
I'm going to, whilst I'm doing that, I'm going to think of what song I'm going to sing for Frederick and David. And I guess after I'm done with Beautiful Stranger, I will play something in between. Yes.
Okay.
And okay, but we'll start there.
1-800-989-9368. Okay.
Let's see if this sounds as good as it does in Studio C.
To support Ed Shep and WFMU.
This sounds so good in Studio C. I hope it sounds good here. But I never do it in headphones. Oh, I'm scared now.
Don't be scared.
Haven't we met? You're some kind of beautiful stranger. You could be good for me. I've had the taste for danger. And if I'm smart, then I'll run away. But I'm a tart, so I guess I'll stay, heaven forbid. I take my chance on a beautiful stranger. I'm almost in the notes. I looked into your eyes and my world came tumbling down. You're the devil in disguise. That's why I'm singing this song. To know it, to know it is to love it. You're everywhere I go, and everybody knows that to love it is to be part of it. I paid for you with tears and swallowed all my pride. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-da-da-da. Beautiful stranger. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Beautiful stranger. What did you think about that?
Awesome.
Okay.
Ed,
I guess I'll...
The volunteer room is on their feet. I think somebody fainted.
Woo!
My God. You don't need a shower. To sing in, I mean.
Oh, okay. Anyway. All right. Let me find something to play.
That was wonderful. Now, that was dedicated to all the people who pledged $65 and over. Christine. I have to get who else. But coming up after this musical break is a song sung to David and Frederick. You're listening to WFMU, East Orange, WXHT Mount Hope, and WFMU.org on the web. For this 2 weeks, only 2 weeks out of the year, we have a marathon. We encourage you to call and support listener-supported radio, the only type of place where you can hear things like the delicate genius that is Ed Shep, whom I'm watching with his crooked crown pushing buttons through the glass right now, queuing up a song.
Thank you. vibe that's in the air. You know what's going on with me. I float in a dream of ecstasy. I'm more complete than I've ever been. I see more beauty than I've ever seen. I'll tell you what's going on with me. I float in a dream of ecstasy.
MDMA is perhaps best characterized as belonging to a functionally unique class of empathogen and actogen. The term empathogen, to describe MDMA and other closely related phenethylamine empathy drugs, was proposed by Ralph Metzner at a 1983 conference at the University of California at Santa Barbara. The term enactogen was coined in 1986 by Dr. David Nichols to refer to substances that generate a sense of touching within or produce a feeling in one's innermost being. Both terms are quite apt. MDMA can promote an extraordinary clarity of introspective self-insight, together with a deep love of self and a no less emotionally intense empathetic love of others. MDMA also acts as a euphoriant. The euphoria is usually gentle and subtle, but sometimes profound. As well as acting as a gateway to the soul, MDMA opens up the heart. Taking MDMA induces an amazing feeling of closeness and connectedness to one's fellow human beings. MDMA triggers intense emotional release beyond the bounds of everyday experience. The drug also enhances the felt intensity of the senses, most exquisitely perhaps the sense of touch. The body image looks and feels wonderful. Other people look and feel wonderful too. Minutes after dropping a pill, a lifetime of Judeo-Christian guilt, shame, or disgust at the flesh melt away into oblivion. On pure MDMA, subjects feel at peace with themselves and the world. They discover an enhanced sense of self-worth, self-forgiveness, and a complete self-acceptance. Cynical thoughts and negative feelings disappear. Aspects of life normally too sensitive to talk about can be explored freely. In some settings, painful, highly charged, and even hitherto unmentionable problems may be discussed with rose-tinted candor. On MDMA, a lifetime of accumulated psychological barriers and defense mechanisms go down, somehow magicked out of existence with a pill. Anger, irritability, and ingrained fear dissolve. The hostile amygdala is subdued, if only for a few hours. Ecstasy users tell each other affectionately what beautiful people they are, and they do so from the depths of their hearts.
Ecstasy.
And we're back. I did like truncate that just a little.
Ed, I have to say, your voice sounds as good as all the things you play.
Woo!
Now, some of that time, you're playing original material that you have created yourself.
Sometimes,
like what
yes.
you just played. Which was you
yes.
talking.
Yes, that was me talking.
Yes.
I didn't write the thing about MDMA, though.
Oh, okay.
That was me talking. I love that song. That song was from way back in the 90s. It's so vintage. Nobody can ever find it. It's
really?
On this thing called Techno Rave.
Uh-huh.
And I love the way the mix came out. The show was pretty popular, so I like that a lot.
I have some people to thank. You want to hear some people pledging
yes.
into your show and WFMU?
I always want to hear about people pledging into my show.
We have Simon from Birmingham, England.
Birmingham, England.
Yes, he has pledged $10.
Okay. Cool.
And
I wish he would have told me, like, how's my English accent and, like, the characters.
How is your English accent? Yeah. Can we hear a bit of it?
Oh, I need something to read.
Let's see.
Eddie Hinton. Here we go. For those of you who have never heard of him Eddie Hinton was one of the greatest soul singers of all time. He spent his career in virtual anonymity through having played on nearly every record that came out of the famed Muscle Shoals music studio.
Pass me a scone. I've been transported.
I've done I've done that a few times at a few different shows, but I'm always like...
Very good. I'm sure that Simon in Birmingham is... he fainted, Birmingham. Just like somebody else did earlier in the studio when you were singing.
Birmingham. I wonder if I know.
Jesse from Brooklyn has pledged $45.
Yay!
Woo! Also, Eileen from Reading, England, another UK member...
Another UK member.
...has pledged $10.
That is awesome.
And Eileen says, honestly, WFMU rocks. I have discovered so many wonderful pieces of music through your station that have honestly enriched my existence. I've also laughed until it hurt on a regular basis. Your programming wow. brightens my otherwise dull life, and for that I salute you with a stiff drink, too.
And I salute you right back with melted residue
Nutella
of gelato.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you, Eileen. We don't just delight our listeners. We make them drink.
That's right.
It's true. 1-800-989-9368. Oh, we have someone else to thank. Our own DJ, Monica.
Yay, Monica.
She has pledged $65.
And
she has a message for you, Ed.
Okay.
She says, Ed, you are so damn pretty.
Oh, you.
And that puts her...
Oh, you.
That puts her in the running for your prize, which
for
I think we should
prize.
Draw from. Now,
yes.
We should draw for another prize. We're going to draw from the last batch of pleasures for this next, because we have this prize and then another prize.
Yes.
This is your t-shirt that you can eat off of.
Yay.
And your two CDs. Okay, so I'm going to draw.
All right.
Frederick.
Woo! Frederick!
Can you remember where he's from in France, the name of the place?
Well, see, I'd have to look at it.
Fontainebleau Roses.
Spell it for me.
Fontainebleau Roses. Remember, you pronounced it so well earlier.
Yeah, but I wasn't sure of how it was said. Like, I'd have to look at it again because I did do a French piece on Five, actually. So he is going to hear my
French
piece. He's
going to get the French. See how it all comes together.
So that's awesome.
So Frederick gets your prize. And what else? Oh, we have more people to thank.
Oh, yes.
Let's see. Who do we have? We have Catherine. Oh, my goodness. Also, from France.
Wow.
What is it
this?
About France?
I'm coming to live with y'all, okay? Get your couches ready, boo.
Have you been to France before, Ed?
No, I want to go there so bad. I want to go to Grasse and, like, tour the lavender fields.
You want to go to Grasse and tour the lavender fields?
Yeah. It's
Where's Grasse?
Grasse. It's in, like, the south of France.
I think it's near
the Côte d'Azur. It's, Yeah, it's where, like, all the perfumery stuff was grown when it was grown. I don't know if it's still down there.
1-800-989-9368.
So what is...
Support Ed Shep's quest to go to Grasse. Explore the lavender fields. Although that money goes to the station. It doesn't go to Ed Travel.
Yes.
But it will help his show, The Delicate Genius, that is Ed Shep's show. And he will just one day be able to go there just out of sheer... Delicate genius.
So were there any comments on that one?
Yes.
Okay.
Catherine from Paris, France says, Sing Beautiful Stranger with My Name. FMU rocks.
Sing Beautiful Stranger of, I guess...
Maybe you should just sing a verse.
Yeah.
Her name's Catherine.
Okay. Let me see if I can... I'm so used to doing it with
Ed. Are you going to pull up the music again?
Yeah.
I hear you going through your library, Ed Shep.
I'm trying to find the...
1-800-989-9368. Pledge to WFMU and the Delicate Genius. That is Ed Shep. Wearing your crown, holding your doll, eating your gelato.
I looked into... Oh, no. It's out of tune. I'm tumbling down. You're the devil in disguise. That's why I'm singing this song to you. It's Catherine, right? To know Catherine is to love Catherine. You're Catherine everywhere I go, and Catherine everywhere you know. I paid for you with tears and swallowed all my pride. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-da-da-da. Beautiful Catherine. Beautiful Catherine. I love that ending.
Well, that was just, I'm sure Catherine is amazing.
Oh, thanks.
You people are too kind.
How do you say in France? What do they yell in France?
I think they yell bravo and bravissimo.
Bravissimo, but that's Italian.
Yes, but we yell it everywhere.
That's true.
We yell it here.
That's true.
What
next, Ed? I can't get over all the excitement.
I want to play one more thing for my premium, but
Stop! Ed, you're too much.
What?
You are. It was all that Nutella gelato.
Yes.
All that Nutella gelato.
1-800-989-9368. Help support WFMU and the overwhelming delicate genius that is Ed Shep.
Okay, I've got to pick something for my premium, but it can't be too long.
Now, we only have about 5 minutes left here, Ed. I know you can cram a universe into every second, but do you think you can cram all that into 5 minutes?
I can't cram the Pessoa piece that I really wanted to play for my premium because it's the serious.
Why don't you play some of it?
It's the serious piece.
Oh, okay. Maybe you can't play some of a serious
piece. It's the end that's good.
Okay.
But I will play Genie in a Bottle.
Oh, great.
Let's see here. Get it going. All right.
And blowing kisses my way. That don't mean I'm going to give it away. Baby, baby, baby. Just come and set me free, baby, and I'll be with you.
I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Come, come, come on.
And that was Genie in a Bottle.
We're back. We're back, everybody.
We are back.
What happened?
Nothing. I'm bringing someone a list for you to read. We'd like to thank the phone volunteers here. Oh, your crown!
No, wait. I have to,
What?
I have to... Oh, right. I would like to thank my precious phone people. I really would. Greta, Sherry, Acapulco, and Edward. My podcaster.
Thank you.
I still
your
have
court to, so, bows.
I still have to sing.
What are you going to say?
I don't know how to love them. What was it? It was Patrick and...
Oh, right.
Frederick.
You never sang to David and Frederick. Okay, Frederick. So is this going to be a cappella?
Oh, it's going to have to be because I don't have the MIDI.
Okay,
all
so
right.
This is
going to be just like the shower. Woo! Okay. Get your tape recorders ready, everybody. I don't know how to...
Frederick and David.
Frederick and David. To love Frederick and David. What to do? How to move? Frederick and David, I've been changed. Yes, really changed in these past few days. When I've seen myself, I seem like someone else. Yet, if Patrick and David said they loved me, I'd be lost, I'd be frightened, I couldn't cope, I just couldn't cope, I'd turn my head, I'd back away, I wouldn't want to know, Patrick and David scare me so, I want Patrick and David so, I love Patrick and David so. Woo! Okay.
People were throwing.
Didn't think I could do it.
Panties and underwear and hotel room card keys at
and
the
bananas
glass.
And
yes.
Oh, so we
well, thank
have
you,
reached,
Ed Shep.
We've reached the end of the hour.
We
did,
have.
Did
reached
we give
the
away
end
the last prize?
We haven't. So we should draw.
That's
for
gonna
that
be
prize.
Our last thing.
That's gonna be our last thing before we go.
Yes.
Okay. The person that won your next prize is Jesse Farber from Brooklyn.
From Brooklyn. Woo! And that's all for me today. You have been listening. Oh, wait. This has been the Ed Shep Radio Experiment. Thank you for listening and tune in next week. Beep! You're listening to WFMU.org 91.1, WXHD, and WFMU.org.
Come on, baby, downtown Soulville.